What's going on, traders? It's your boy Calvin, a new trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode. This is the Forex Beginner Podcast. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling great. Listen, today I want to kind of continue my conversation that I started yesterday about my frustration with U.S. regulated brokers. And, you know, I was doing some thinking and I told you guys that I was going to put $1,000 into this unregulated broker that I have experience with. And the reason I never put the link in the description is because I'm having a change of heart. And I was talking to a friend and he was telling me about the futures market. And I want to kind of discuss what we talked about and just give you some information on what I've done my research on thus far. And it's not me saying that I'm no longer a Forex trader. Now I'm going to go trade futures. If you don't know what futures are, we'll talk about that as well. But what I'm saying is I think we as Forex traders, we can use Forex prop firms to build up our capital, make money. But then when we're ready to actually put money into a personal account so we can start building our own wealth, start building money that we can control, we can withdraw whenever we want to, and we don't have to depend on a prop firm. At that point, I think we do need to start the conversation about, is it better to put our money in a futures regulated broker, especially if you're a US trader? Because you can leverage more, you can make more money, and there's like no restrictions on certain things you can trade, and you can't take out this size and that size. So we're just gonna have a conversation about the thought process that I'm having based on my frustrations with US regulated Forex brokers. All right, so buckle up your seatbelts. We got a lot to talk about today, so let's get into it. Let's go. Before we jump back into today's podcast episode, I gotta tell you about my recommended 4X simulated prop firm, and that is Blue Guardian. Listen, traders, I'm telling you right now, what better way to jumpstart your trading career than to get funded with virtual capital? It's literally a one-time investment. You take as long as you want to pass the challenge, improve your trading skills, and you literally get funded and paid off any profit that you make. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great deal, and Blue Guardian, my recommended prop firm, is doing everything they can to ensure that traders can protect themselves and actually have a fair shot at getting funded. Number one, they have the Guardian Protector. The Guardian Protector is an equity-based tool that you can literally, as soon as you buy your challenge, you don't even have to be taking a trade. You can go into the back office and you can set parameters so that if your trades go negative a certain dollar amount or percentage, the Guardian Protector will automatically take you out of the trade, making sure that you don't violate your daily drawdown. This is so beneficial because the number one reason why traders like you and I lose our prop firm evaluations is simply because we hit our daily drawdown limits. But Blue Guardian has solved that problem with the Guardian Protector. They are helping you, helping us protect ourselves against ourselves. Also, Blue Guardian has no restrictions. You can hold over the weekend. You can trade during news. And this is amazing because you are allowed to trade your way without any restrictions. Also, you get an industry high 85% profit split once you go into profit on your funded account. And guess what? US traders, we are allowed to trade with Blue Guardian. We have access to their DX Trader mobile app as well as the web browser to access and buy and sell in the market. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a prop firm, US trader, international trader, Blue Guardian is where you need to go. And today you're going to get 15% off your next challenge by using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. Again, that's 15% off your next challenge and any challenge moving forward using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. I look forward to hearing that you got funded, and let's get back to today's podcast episode. Let's go.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the New Trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the New Trader, shares his journey with you.
Yo, 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 yo. What's going on, family? It's your boy, Calvin, the New Trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode. This is the Forex Beginner Podcast, bringing you that daily motivation, inspiration, and trading tips as you and as we work our way to reaching our goals, in the largest financial market in the world. That's the Forex market. I was talking a little fast there, but listen, it's a pleasure to be with you today. And we're having a discussion. I told you on the last episode, if you haven't listened to the last episode, I talked about my frustrations with Oanda, which is a U.S. regulated broker here in the U.S. And there has been a lot going on for U.S. traders. Now, if you are an international trader, you're listening outside of the U.S., this really doesn't affect you, right? It's more of the U.S.-based traders, because the problem is when MetaQuotes started kicking brokers off their platform, we as U.S. traders were used to MT4, MT5. That's how we access the unregulated brokers that we were using. So once that cutdown happened, a lot of brokers just stopped doing business with U.S. clients. A lot of the brokers that U.S. clients trusted, they literally just stopped doing business. And so now U.S. traders were forced to use U.S. regulated brokers like Oanda, like Forex.com, like IG. And the issue is the leverage. You know, if the leverage was strictly 50 to 1, it would be perfect, right? But the issue that U.S. traders are having is that, number one, the leverage varies, which I talked about in the last episode. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, check the last episode. I'm not going to go deep back into that. So that's the first thing. The leverage is varied. Like, it varies depending on what you're trading. So it's not 50 to 1 for every instrument, right? And then on top of that, a lot of U.S. traders, they trade gold. A lot of U.S. traders, they trade NASDAQ. They trade U.S. 30. You cannot trade those instruments with these U.S. regulated brokers, which poses another issue, right? And so the limitations are really frustrating, right? They're really, really frustrating. Now, me, I don't necessarily trade those things, but now I'm starting to be open to them, and I'll talk about that on another episode, right? But anyway, so then I was talking to my friend, and I was telling him, yo, you know, I'm thinking about using this unregulated broker that I've been using. I've had history with them. I'm thinking about, you know, just putting some money in with them. But then he started to tell me, like, yo, you know, you can do this on the futures platform. You can literally trade, you can put your money, that same money you had in Oanda, you can put that into a futures platform. And if you trade the right things, you can leverage and make a lot of money, bro, off, you know, $1,000 account, $500 account, $2,000 account. You can really grow and build it up and actually risk a good amount of your account, right? And I was like, man, okay, you know, this is interesting. And then I started to do my research, and in futures, instead of doing lot sizes, you're now doing contracts. And these contracts, like one, two contracts, it's worth like $5, $10 per movement. That's a lot of money, you know what I mean? That you could be able to risk. And it's a regulated space, a regulated market, which means that if you are a U.S. trader, your money is going to be safe. You don't have to worry about anybody running off with your money, and you can be able to actually leverage a little bit of your account and actually make money at the same time. So it just seemed appealing. And the futures platform, they have variations of currencies. It's not like the cross pairs like we see it in Forex, but they have a variation of currencies there that you can trade. And then they also have the major things that a lot of U.S. traders trade, which is, like I said, gold, US 30, and then the NASDAQ. That is available, and it's literally the same chart on the futures platform. So this just sparked my curiosity, and I'm starting to look at it. I'm starting to take a deeper look. And I think that as a trader, if you live in the US, because if you live outside the US, you don't have any issues. You got so many brokers to choose from. And so you don't have any issues at all. You're free to trade however you want to. All the prop firms are open to you. You're good, right? But if you live in the U.S., you know, we're in this space where there is only a limited amount of prop firms that are actually accepting U.S. clients. Thank God that Blue Guardian is able to still accept U.S. clients, right? And then not only that, but now you can't really get leverage on the U.S. regulated brokers. So it's like, where do you put your money? So for me, and this is the conversation that I'm having and why I'm doing my research and why I'm even discussing futures, is because I think once we get to the point where we're making money from the funded side, we're making money from the prop firm side, consistent money, and we have money that we're saving, or we have money that we earn from our business or from our jobs, and we're looking to start, you know, putting some money aside to start building our personal account with, I think futures offers a safe place, because it's a regulated market in the U.S. It's a safe place for U.S. traders to be able to put their money and then be able to actually make a good return on their money and know that their money is safe trading a personal account in the futures market, but still utilizing Forex market in terms of prop firms and all of that stuff, right? And then maybe we can get to the point where Forex brokers can increase their leverage to at least 100 to 1. You know what I mean? And so this is just a good conversation that we need to have, because at the end of the day, it's not about being a Forex trader. It's not about being a futures trader. We're here to make money. We're here to multiply our money. We're here to put ourselves in a position where we can have more than enough so that we can give, so that we can focus on the things that God has called us to do and not things that we just have to do for money, right? That's what we want. And so it's not a thing about, you switching from Forex to futures. No, it's not even about the market that we're trading. It's about remembering why we came to the skill set. And it's the same skill set. If you learn how to trade Forex, you know how to trade futures. It's a chart. Anything with a chart, you should be able to trade, right? And so this is just a conversation. And we will have more of these conversations because, like I said, I'm looking into the futures platform for the personal account side, right? With my personal account, I want to be able to put a lot of money into something, and I want to be able to know that I can actually make some good money off that money that I'm putting in. And I also want to know that it's safe. All right. These are important things. And so we'll have more conversations about the futures market. And in the growth group, we started to have the conversation as well. So we're most likely going to start going over the futures platform. As I add money into my personal account with the futures platform, I'll start breaking that stuff down into videos. So these are some of the benefits of being connected on the podcast. And then for those that are also connected inside of the growth group, it's like, not only are you hearing the things that I'm experiencing in real time and the adjustments that I'm making, you're getting that knowledge so you can see, hey, does this affect me? Do I need to start considering this? Do I need to start researching this for myself as well, right? So you're getting that game. But also for those that are in the growth group, it's like, you're not doing it alone. If it's something that you need to change too, you're not doing it alone. Like, you have that support. You have me doing it. You have a few other US traders in the growth group that are also doing it. So you have that community around you. So just want to throw that plug in there. If you're not connected with Calvin's Forex Growth Group, get connected. It's a great resource to have on your journey. It's not the only resource you're going to need to be successful. It's just a resource that can help you, that can be here for you throughout your journey. Once you get access, you have access to the videos for a lifetime. And as long as I'm alive, you'll have access to the group and all the people in the group. And so it's a great resource to have. All right. So just want to throw that out there. So we'll be having more discussions about futures, Forex, all of this stuff, because whatever it takes to reach our goals, we got to adapt, we got to adjust, and we got to make it work. Again, if you're outside the U.S., you don't have nothing to worry about. Everything is gravy for you. Lucky for you, right? You keep grinding with Forex. You keep working your way to the top. And we'll have more discussions around this topic. It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader. God bless you. Take care. I look forward to running into you at the bank one day. But you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up to the bank, you should already be walking out. Duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's my way of saying I believe we all are going to be successful. Till next time, God bless you. Take care. Peace. What's up, traders? Real quick, if you're looking to journal your trades, be able to track your progression on your trading journey, and get these amazing analytical data points about your strategy, see how often it wins, the days that it wins, and be able to backtest it all in one place without having to use a pen and a piece of paper, well, check out my recommended online trading journal, TradeZilla. All right, there's a link in the description. Plus, you get a great discount when you use coupon code NEWTRADER1. Again, that's TradeZilla, and you get a great discount when you use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one, at checkout. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee, and you get access for a lifetime.